Imagine that you're in a casino at the blackjack table. Had a great run. Nice stack of $100 chips in front of you. It's time to leave, so do you get up and leave those chips on the table? Well, the casino would love it if you did that, but no, of course not. Meneskes, with her new book, teaches you how that's exactly what you're doing when you file your taxes. You're leaving money on the government's table, and boy, the government loves that. Her book will not only help the last-minute filers, but it'll help everyone plan better for next year. She presents all this and Deduct Everything, hundreds of tax tips, legal write-offs, credits, and loopholes. She's a financial advisor at Lieventhal Global Advisors, columnist at the Daily Signal, host of the podcast Women, Wealth, and What Matters, Tracy Burns. How are you today, Tracy?
I'm excellent. Chris, how you doing?
Good to have you here. And TracyBurnsWealth.com is Tracy's website. We do have the link at our homepage as well. Check out her book. More importantly, get her book, because you are amazing, Tracy. 254 tips, and your book is not the size of a Nelson DeVille novel, which those things usually ran like 700 pages. So well done on that.
Thank you very much. And I'm a little bit of a movie buff, so there's a bunch of movie references in there, too. I tried very hard to make it as fun as possible, even though I realized taxes and fun is a complete oxymoron. But you got it's one of those things in life we have to get through, so we might as well have a good time doing it.
Let's start with some basics, because when you sit down and do your tax filing, it's, even at the last minute when you might be rushing, you're even more prone to missing out on the blatant and the obvious. Some of the basics, like deductions and credits, what's the major ones someone has to look at in this last minute, last few days of filing?
Well, I think the good news is the standard deduction is higher, so you might not have to go through the itemized deductions on Schedule A, depending on your income level. I think a lot of people miss out on things around their kids, right? The dependent care deduction. Do you send your kid to summer camp so you can go to work? That's a deduction, believe it or not. There's a lot of things for families in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, believe it or not. I think tax on tips has been a little misleading out there. You have to report all your tips. You want to pay into Social Security and Medicare, even though I don't know if I'm going to get it, but I'd like to believe my parents are. So, but you still need to report it, and then you see if you qualify for this $25,000 deduction. Same with overtime. Again, misleading. Please report all your overtime. You don't want to have to pay back interest and penalties on income you haven't reported. Report it all, then see if you qualify for the $12,500 deduction. So there's a lot in there, but I think my biggest tip is to take your time and flip through the book. That's why we did it in little bits and pieces. Flip through, see if things apply to you, then read the tip. Either take it to your preparer, or if you're like me, I actually use the online preparation programs, or you pour your drink of choice, sit down, be patient, walk through it, answer every single question, because then you'll be able to see what you actually qualify for.
Help the person, especially new homeowners, understand the SALT deduction, because up until everything was finalized, it seemed like one day it was going to be one thing, another day it was going to be another thing, and it was going to go up, it was going to go expectations versus reality. How did it all land, and what's it mean for those taking the SALT deduction?
I mean, for New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, California, it's great news. You get this it could be up to $40,000, depending on your income limits, your gross adjusted gross income. That's the thing with just about everything, right? There is a cutoff. Nothing is unlimited. And if you make a lot of money, unfortunately, you don't get a whole heck of a lot out of this tax code these days. That is why it fascinates me that, you know, we think the rich are getting away with murder, but meanwhile, they don't qualify for anything. So there's an income limit. Depending on your adjusted gross income, you may or may not be able to deduct up to $40,000 of your state and local taxes. That's great news.
When it comes to saving, can saving save you a tax time, meaning catch-up contributions, Roths and IRAs? What are some of the primary points for focus that a saver should have in their current and future planning for the best tax benefits?
Right. So everyone forgets the saver's credit. Pay attention to that. This year going forward now, if you are over 50, so myself and all my cohorts, that extra catch-up contribution for your 401k, it is now going into a Roth. So if you max out your 401k and you still are putting in that catch-up contribution for those of us 50 and older, it is going into a Roth. On some level, people might be annoyed about that because that means your take-home pay will be a little higher because that's after-tax dollars. But I think you'll be very happy in retirement when you get to pull that money out, all the growth, all the contributions tax-free. So that's a big, that will be a big deal. And I think for a lot of companies, especially the smaller ones, they may or may not be prepared for this. So be patient with them because that, but that's going to happen.
Dr. Tracy Burns, financial advisor, Liebenthal Global Advisors, columns of the Daily Signal, host of the podcast Women, Wealth, and What Matters. Deduct Everything, her new book. Learn more about the world of Tracy Burns at TracyBurnsWealth.com. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. How much of a tax benefit can your vehicle be? I'm reading that section. I'm thinking back to my days in radio advertising sales. And, man, that's that mild deduction. I thought I was going to get a red flag because the amount was literally astronomical. But that just made me from a taxpayer to a return receiver.
But that's the thing with all these things, right? If you qualify, take it. So many people are afraid to take deductions because they look too big and they think they're going to red flag the IRS. If they do, they do. If you have the backup for it and you qualify for it, you should take it. So if you drive, make sure you take the mileage deduction. If you use your car for work, make sure you take the deductions for that. The new thing in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act is this potential to deduct up to $10,000 in interest on a car loan. Again, very misleading. It has to be an American-made car. Again, you have to hit certain income limitations, and it is only the interest on the loan. It is not the actual loan. But again, if you bought a brand new American car, not a used vehicle, make sure you tell your tax preparer and have them run the numbers to see if you qualify. And like you just said, if you do a lot of driving, then you deserve that deduction back.
As well as for unreimbursed business workplace expenses, too. A lot of people, I think, overlook that one.
Totally, totally. If your employer doesn't reimburse you, make sure you keep track of these things. If you are a 1099 employee, please, please, please keep track of all your stuff because, man, there's a lot of opportunity there to deduct things because you are self-employed and you're doing it on your own and the government actually appreciates your hard work. And so make sure you keep track. You keep good records. I will say also that the IRS has finally entered the digitized world and would prefer everything be digital. So don't send the IRS a shoebox full of receipts. They don't want that. They don't even want your paper check anymore, quite frankly. Yeah. They would rather you went on the IRS's site and paid that way or had it deducted out of your bank account. But keep track of all your expenses online. That way, if, God forbid, I'm Sicilian, we say God forbid, the IRS does ask for proof, you have it. And that's it. Don't be afraid. If the IRS questions you and you're right, you're right. They are not always right. They're wrong often, too.
Although, even though your book title does say deduct everything, don't go crazy. Don't start declaring your dog as a security system.
100%. That's what I'm saying. If it's a legit deduction, deduct it. Take it. And make sure you get your money back. But you're right. People push the envelope, right? Someone tried to deduct their wedding because they thought it was a networking event. I've heard of people trying to deduct their pools because it's for medical reasons. But if your doctor didn't write you a note, it's not a medical reason. So just be careful with pushing the envelope on stuff.
Final question, and especially with the last-minute filers. If you can't pay what you owe or think you're going to owe, the biggest mistake you could possibly make that you need to really avoid?
Yeah, pay something. Pay something. So first of all, if you're not going to be ready by April 15th, that's fine. File an extension of Form 4868. Just file it. I would say the IRS is like a little kid. Just wants a little attention once a year. Give it the attention it wants. Send the form and say, I know I owe you something, but I'm not ready. That's it. Then you have till October 15th to prepare your return. You do not have till October 15th to pay. So if you ballpark as best you can, if you don't know the exact number, send something. And I will say the IRS is pretty lenient when it comes to getting on payment plans, and they offer all different methods of paying now. Take advantage of all of it. You can use your credit card, which I think is a terrible idea, but if you need to, use it. But pay something, because otherwise you will be hit with interest late payment penalties you don't want, all that. That stuff adds up so quickly.
And if you really annoy them, they might slap you with an audit just because they can.
Unfortunately, it's you know what? That's the problem. Everyone's scared of the IRS because they sort of do things out of left field sometimes. And you're like, wait, I'm an upstanding citizen. I work really, really hard. And now you're coming after me when, you know, Joe Schmo down the street is making $1 billion. Yes, yes, it happens, unfortunately. But just document everything and don't be afraid.
Well, if you're last-minute filing or if you want a better plan because you paid and you realize, oh, I deserve better than that, Tracy's book is the go-to. Deduct everything, hundreds of tax tips, legal write-offs, credits, and loopholes. Find out more about Tracy at TracyBurnsWealth.com. Tracy, you are, along with being a Jersey girl, we like that around here, you are indeed a savior for tax time and tax stress. Thank you so much for being here today.
It was my pleasure, and I do love being a Jersey girl.